This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Back when the trade war was the big economic story, we did a bunch of work about Mexico and our trading relationship with them, which is critical. Of course, Mexico is one of this country's biggest trading partners. We didn't often, though, tell stories on this program of the people and the places in Mexico. So it is good for us, then, that Rick Martinez, he's a contributing editor at Bon Appetit, is on a driving trip through Mexico, food and culture and some economy, state by state down there. We got him on the phone from Zacatecas. Rick, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
First things first, I suppose, is I have to figure out where you are. Where have we found you?
All right. So I am in a town called Zacatecas, in the state of Zacatecas, which is about 500 miles northwest of Mexico City. So it's slightly in the northern part of the country. It's a 16th century Spanish colonial mining town. It's really, really beautiful.
I will say I'm looking at your Instagram right now, and it's I'm liking the pictures both of the place and of the food, which gets us to why we're talking to you. This is a multi-stage project you got going on here, right? Give me the backstory.
So I'd been wanting to write a book about the food of Mexico. I feel like, you know, myself included, but I think most Americans have a very limited scope of what they understand to be Mexican food. And the reality is Mexico is a huge country with a lot of different geography, a lot of different cultures and indigenous people, and a lot of immigration from different parts of the world that have contributed to the cuisine. And I wanted to share that and bring that to light in the United States. So I went to Mexico City, I bought a car, and I am driving across the country. I'm hitting all 31 states plus Mexico City, which is sort of like another state in and of itself. And so far, I've hit 84 cities and 22 states and about 10,000 miles.
Tell me about the 10,000 miles you've put on that car. What I want to know specifically is, economically, what are you seeing? Are you seeing opportunity? Are you seeing hardship? Are you seeing, what are you seeing?
You know, I'm seeing everything. I think that one of the things that strikes me most about this country and the people in this country is that they're incredibly optimistic and incredibly happy and incredibly hard workers. You know, there are cities like, for example, one of my favorite cities, Juchitán, which is in Oaxaca. And that town has been devastated by earthquakes. It hasn't gotten a lot of money from the government to rebuild. And a lot of the buildings, particularly in the center of town, are still destroyed and abandoned. But the building that housed the Mercado has now just moved to the streets. And it's almost like a 24/7 Mercado. So they're out on the streets, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning selling tamales and guisos and tacos. And that's the thing that I really love about this country is the people are so warm and inviting, and they're willing to share with you whatever they have, and even if they don't have that much.
Tell me about going to the market there in Zacatecas. What are you seeing in the stalls, and what's your favorite thing to eat?
The food is pretty incredible. Because it's a Spanish silver town, it's a little bit more influenced from colonial Spain. For example, in this part of the country, enchiladas are a big deal here. So enchiladas Zacatecas. I had some amazing menudo yesterday for breakfast. It was actually probably one of the best breakfasts I've had on this trip. It was a big bowl of menudo, which is a basically it's tripe. It's beef tripe stewed with chilies and oregano and garlic and onions. And I had a big glass of freshly squeezed orange juice, which I love. I mean, it's citrus season down here, so a lot of the states in the north have amazing citrus farms. But that was an incredible breakfast, and that was just a little stand along the streets, and all this woman, Doña Lupe, all that she sold was menudo in the mornings, and she just sold it until she ran out, and that was it.
It sounds amazing. What's your next stop?
My next stop, there is a town called Los Pinos. It's a really beautiful small town. And one of the main reasons I'm going there's a master of ceramics and pottery And he's been recognized by the Mexican government as being a master in his craft. And one of the things that I'm doing, I'm collecting plates and dishes and pottery to use as props for the recipes in the book, so that all of the recipes are served and shot on plates from the regions that the food comes from.
Rick Martinez, contributing food editor at Bon Appetit, cookbook to come. And Rick, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Tell you what, if you want some good food, Instagram, Rick's feed is it, rick.andrew.martinez, if you want to follow along, I do. That cookbook, as I said, that he's working on isn't coming out for a while, but he does have a bunch of recipes for tacos in the March issue of Bon Appetit, so you can look for that.